views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Valentine's Angels with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. For many of you, you may know who Sue Storm is, but just in case you don't, she is known internationally as the Angel Lady. She's an author, a speaker, a prosperity consultant. You know, whether you're looking at her angelic wisdom, the Angel Lady is amazing. So what she has done is not only does she connect with the angels to get advice and guidance, but we also have names that they have told her. So today throughout the show, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're taking your calls in case you'd like to have a reading and know what the angels have to say. Also, for many of you, you may or may not know who your angels are and certainly may not know about who the angels are. That could help you with your money, help you with your love life, help you with writing a book, help you with your health, all of the above. That's what today's show is about. For those of you out there that want to find out more about Sue, you can go to theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. Today, love is in the air. And when I think about love being in the air, what does that mean? Well, I know that for many of us, we have had our bout with love. Not like about, like a bout. And what that means is there may be romance. There may be things that you're not willing to step out and take a look at anymore. In the end, it could be a problem. And so here we are today. Sue, I gotta tell you, we're having a good one today.
Sounds good to me. Lots of love. Wow, there's never enough love.
Lots of love. No, there's never enough love. So tell us from your perspective about this Valentine's Day. Is this day different than other days? And Benny, let's open up the phone lines now. 1-800-930-2819. What the angels saying about this Valentine's Day that perhaps is different from other Valentine's days?
Okay. Well, it just so happens that all the planets are aligned in such a way and moving forward that the month of February is the best month to manifest what you're looking for. And I don't even know when this is going to happen again planetarily, but or universally, they are saying as well. But this is your month to manifest. So if you are looking for a soulmate, if you're looking for a more romance in your relationship, if you're looking for more prosperity in your life, you definitely need prosperity. No matter what your relationship, where you are, in your relationship, you definitely need prosperity in your life. So this is the month to get that job, the month to get that career, the month to get that person. This is a very exciting month.
Okay. Let's talk about the angels that are all about the love. And I want to talk about this in a couple of different ways. I want to talk about the angels that are all about the love, but I also want to talk about the idea of attraction, the idea of relationship. And I also want to talk about the idea of kindness. And so part of this is it's not just one energy. It's a combination of energies, which means there are more than one angel. There's more than one angel that we have to really kind of be talking to here, right?
Right. And you know what the angels are adding to what you were just saying? Generosity. You know, you want to be in a relationship with someone who's generous. They give of their time, their love, their heart, their financial gain. You know, they share. The angels are adding that to what we're saying here. I'm listening. That's fine with me. Okay. So the specific angel for attraction is Terina. That's T, like in Tom, T-E-R-I-N-A. And that's the angel of attraction. She brings in soulmates and romance, and talking to her, giving her, you know, your request, making your request, especially before you go to sleep at night, so she can work on them through the night, is really good. And then Tara, T-A-R-A, is the angel of love. So we have love and attraction. But when you were talking about kindness, that's an angel we don't talk about much, Dr. Pat. That's Theodore. Theodore is the angel of kindness. There actually is one for that. So, and as far as generosity, I think I'm going to have to ask them because I don't know that I put that in my book. But they certainly want that there. Go ahead.
But also part of this, too, is for a lot of people, there might be some healing that has to happen, right? Maybe it's deep healing. Maybe it's not so deep. But the point is that sometimes we have to bust through the crust of heartache to open the doors up for more stuff. Tell us about that.
Right. And not only heartache, but childhood blocks. You know, if you had parents that fought all the time, or that didn't get along, or you didn't have a good mentor about love and relationships, you might not know what direction to take or what else you need to know. I mean, we can only learn what we've been taught. So that's part of it. And again, in the consultations, we do that. We find the blocks. We find the situation that isn't working, and help people get to the point they want to be. But you're absolutely right. There are issues in everyone's life and that create a situation, and you want those issues gone because you want a clear path. That's what the angels are showing me, clear path.
Okay, let's talk about for a minute cynicism and crustiness. And this, Benny, this is one of these things when we're talking about love, all right? And we're talking about the jaded aspects of love, right? How many people out there have had your heart broken? Raise your hand. Oh, boy. Ooh, wow. Whoa, back up. Whoa.
I even raised my hand.
Oh, my goodness. And it's 11:11, and we're getting that energy. All right, so here's the deal. Just because you got your heart broken once, twice, okay, a couple of you, okay, you're saying like more than one time, okay, like a lot, it doesn't mean that love is not there for you. And I want to ask you about this because hatred brings hatred, resentment brings resentment, envy brings envy. We know the deal. But yet, when we're hurt and we're wounded, it's really hard to get out of that, Sue.
It is, and to forgive and to move on, you know, that's another another thing. But if you like attracts like, and so if you want someone who's positive, upbeat, and has a good sense of humor, if you're looking for that type of relationship, you need to be that because you attract at the level that you are at the vibrational frequency you are at. So that's another thing that we do in our consultations is we get you to the highest level that we can, and that brings forth, now angels are coming through and saying, that brings forth truth and the true heart, not what you think somebody wants or they think what you want to hear, but the truth comes through with higher vibrational frequencies. That's very interesting. I'm learning too today.
No kidding, right? For those of you out there, I'm getting ready to, we're taking your calls. I'm going to pick an angel card right here, right now, in a minute. 1-800-930-2819. I know we've already got people lining up, finding out, like, what is exactly, who are my angels? And by the way, what do they have to say to me? What do I want to know about opening my heart? 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Now, Sue, before we go to break, how can people find out more about you, but also how can they work with you, and how can they get a copy of your books?
All right. So the website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My 800 toll-free number is 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. And don't mistake that for the number to call into Dr. Pat. Sometimes I get calls during the show, they mistake that. All right. And then there's three books, Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, RX for Success, How to Find Your Life's Purpose and Be Successful, and Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. And Dr. Pat and Benny both have a page in that book. That's a very special book. And in a consultation, whatever you need, you get. So wherever you are now, what do you need? You need your angels to help you with love, help you with prosperity, help you clear the block. We just find out where you are, and we get right to it. And it works.
Help me. Benny, help me. Help me. Help's on the way. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the angel card I pulled. We're taking your call. Charlene, we will get right to you. Sue Storm, the angel lady, is in the house. Love is in the air. Bring out the jackhammer. We'll be right back.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. What a secret, and you should know it. Each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all around. Don't need to fake it. You can never tell. Don't you take it?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Benny.
Love is all around, Pat. Why,
yeah, boy.
You know what it is.
That's it. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I found love on a table tennis court. No, that's a different question. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is in the house. We are taking your calls. That is what we're doing. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to go to the phones. We got a bunch of people waiting. Today's card that I have pulled is clarity. That is an angel card. You want to keep that right there. Clarity. Now, 1-800-930-2819. Sue Storm has got your angels for you, as well as we're ready to take your questions. Benny, who do we have first?
We'll take Charlene calling in from Canada. Hey, Charlene, welcome back.
Hi, Charlene.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sue. Hi, Pat.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. Now, did you ever get your angels from Sue?
I remember that she had mentioned Tarina.
All right.
But I had forgotten the other ones, and I can't find it on the archive, so I was kind of wondering.
Well, we'll start from scratch. So your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And Serena, mm-hmm. that you mentioned, is the top top guardian angel, is Serena. And she's about nurturing, helping the inner child. So she's the top guardian angel. And then the last one is Rachel. Rachel is the angel of inspiration. And they're telling me you're a great inspiration to the people who know you. And actually, your angels are kind of jumping around. They're excited to talk to you.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad. I want to talk to them.
Good.
All right. So, question for you. What? You got a burning question. What is that?
You know I do. Oh.
I do know you do. I knew it.
I met somebody recently, and we did have a soul connection, but there's been no communication since.
Yeah, guess the card I pulled for you. Guess what the card is I pulled for you.
What?
Openness.
Okay.
And what openness means is openness is on both sides. It's like transparency. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Transparent. No communication is not openness. Somebody's
okay.
not open. Sue, jump
he
in here.
He isn't open.
Yeah, right. Sue,
yeah,
go ahead.
What my angels are saying is don't give up. There's still some movement there. There's still an opening. Let's put it that way. There's still an opening. So don't give up.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Yeah. But do me a favor. Don't beg. No begging. Love is not about begging.
I'm taking care of me right now.
That's right. And look, how often do we keep fishing? How often do we keep fishing in a pond that has no fish? Right? You go to a lake, there's a pond, and the people that are guarding over the whole thing, those forest rangers and stuff, they say, there's no fish in this pond. And we have our fishing gear. And we got our bait, and we decide we're going to fish anyway. What the heck is up with that? So, look, I love what Sue says. There's something there, don't give up. But, man, decide where you're going to put your energy, because I don't know what your love pattern is, but I am getting way too bleeping old to spend time fishing in a pond that has no fish. Charlene, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, right? It's I'm trying to work on myself constantly. I'm a work in progress, and my heart is open to love. Yep. But there's certain things that I've worked so hard to better myself. There's certain things that I will not allow into my life. Like, I do have boundaries.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
And you can't change people. People are the way they are. You just got to love them for who they are.
Yeah, you got to. No, you don't. You don't have to love them for who they are. Where'd you read that?
Well, you don't necessarily. Healthy boundaries is setting a boundary where I'm not going to go there.
Yeah,
but at
exactly.
The same time, I'm an understanding person. Like, he was very honest.
Compassion.
About him.
Compassion.
Himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're compassionate, right?
Yeah.
You can empathize.
Yeah.
And
I've got compassion for me, too, so.
Exactly. So can I ask you one last question? I'll let you go.
Okay.
When you say he was open, right?
Yeah.
Was he open in, like, hi, Charlene, I want to explore this with you? Or was he open and saying, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to do this?
No, he actually, I had told him that I don't drink alcohol, right? And that I don't want to go down that path again because I've made a lifestyle change. You know, I said I have a social drink here or there, like, say, if at a wedding, a toast or whatever, but that's about it because I've made my life the way it is. I'm the creator.
Yeah.
And he was fine with that, but I think he thought that it was over, and then he said, well, I still want to see you, but I haven't heard from him since.
And well, there's a lot of information in that, boy. Go ahead, Sue
I'm
asked
interrupting
you.
Here, but do you
Go
think
ahead,
it's
Sue.
All about alcohol?
Yeah, it's about, you know, like... he goes into dark places, and that's a broad spectrum, and I don't know him well enough to even know what that means, because I work with the light. I work with joy and, you know, things like that. So that was a pretty broad statement, and in one meeting, how do you get anything out of that?
Oh, you get a lot out of that.
Yeah, you do.
We all have dark moments, right?
So no, there's a lot. Yeah, no, there's a lot of there. Look, here you go. You said it yourself. You live in the light. Sometimes we think it's our job, if we live in the light, to help other people live in the light. And you're talking to somebody that lived in the dark most of her life. Not Sue, that's me. Most of my life, right? Early on, you know, honestly, I'm going to post my table tennis picture up on social media here now in a minute just to show you. You're going to see a picture of me with my coach. You take a look at that face, and you're going to get an idea of what's going on inside that kid's head. But you deserve more. Please don't forget you deserve more, Charlene.
I know.
Okay? It's not our jobs to help other people come out of the light, especially after one meeting. And if there's a reaction that you get because you drink very little or don't drink at all, that's the angels and the universe telling you something.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't beat yourself up for who you are. You're very clear about who you are, what your life is about, the doorways and the pathways and the dark alleys that you don't want to go down anymore. And you ought to praise and raise yourself for being that woman standing in your power. Okay?
Yes, I know. Yeah. And that's why I feel so strongly about standing my ground.
That's
And being who I am and loving myself for who I am. So I'm focusing on self-love this Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, FYI, I don't drink either. There we go. And I'm having a blast. Thank you, Charlene.
It raises your vibration. Your vibration instantly raises when you cut out certain things in your life.
Yeah, I just got to tell you, though, I did more drinking in the first 30 years of my life than people do in 30 centuries. So I'm good with it. Thanks, Charlene. Thank you. All right. We're going to let's go to the phones. Let's keep going, Benny.
All right. Elaine from Auburn. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm good. I've had my given my angels before by Sue, and I just had a love question. I finally realized how to open my heart up to someone and totally trust them, and you know it didn't work out, and it crushed me. But do the angels have any information for me? Am I ever going to find true love, or was that my glimpse of it, and I should be thankful I was lucky enough to have it?
No, because as soon as you said that didn't work out, I heard, but watch what's coming. Yeah, you got some dynamite person on the way, so keep your vibrations up and keep looking, and you may want to say that the person who's looking for me finds me now. Let them find you, but sometimes I like that. Ask the angels to let kind of guide them so the two of you meet. And
okay.
But, yeah, don't give up. This one's going to bring a smile to your face.
Oh, okay. So the one that I opened up to taught me how to do that.
I'm sorry. For a minute. Did I miss something?
Oh.
Yes, please say that again.
Person that I opened up and trusted totally was my training to be ready for the right one? Is that what it was all about?
It seems like the karma was finished. You were just somehow completing your karma and with that person, and now you're just really open to a clear path forward like the angels were talking about in the beginning.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Wow. I want to ask you a question.
Pat.
That's all right, Benny. Let's take a short break. When we come back, taking your questions, taking your calls, angels in the air everywhere, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. Sue Storms here. We'll be right back.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Sue Storm, the Angel is in the house. I'm Dr. Pat. For more information about me, you can go to the Dr. Pat Show website, thedrpatshow.com. Go ahead and check that out. For those of you out there that want to find out Sue, go to theangellady.net, theangellady.net. Sue, what do you got for us today, Sue?
Absolutely, Dr. Pat. The most popular special that I have, and I call it the Dr. Pat special, is to pay for 2 half hours, which is $100, and then you get the second half hour at no charge. So you really, my half hour fee is $100. You're going to get 2 half hours for the same price. And I'm just telling, if someone can't pay the $100 for some reason, talk to me. I'm open. But that's my Dr. Pat special. I find everybody loves it because it's a half-price special.
Awesome. For those of you out there, we're still taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. We've got Sue Storm do an angel reading. She's also going to tell you who your angels are, and I'm going to pull an angel card for you, 1-800-930-2819. Mr. Benny.
Yeah, we'll take now Evelyn calling in from Arizona. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you today?
Oh, I'm just looking for whatever angel message you can pull out for me.
Well, let me tell you something. Evelyn is the name of the angel of manifesting. And this is the month we were talking about in the beginning to manifest. So it's no accident that you decided to call today and that's your name. Because good things are going to happen for you, and they're going to come quickly, because they're going to come in February. So I'd be very excited if I were you, and it feels like some of it is financial. Have you had your, do you know who your angels are?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, well, let's do that. So your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And then the other angel, your guardian angel, is actually, oh, goodness, you have Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, who's the angel of divine grace. And they say there's a lot of divine grace around you. And then your next angel is your money angel. It's Timothy. Timothy is the angel of good fortune. So I just see a lot of good fortune coming quickly, coming to you this month. And big smiles.
Does that mean a career change?
It could.
Do you want a career change?
But I feel like it's more something quickly. A career change doesn't happen overnight. So and if you wanted to call me for a session, 800-323-1790. We can talk about the career change because that's really what I do well. So, so we can do the Dr. Pat special and get you on the right track.
Are you looking for a career change? Let me ask you.
Well, you know, I'm one of those ones. I'm looking for a couple things. I'm looking for, you know, like the relationship thing. And yes, I want a better job or a career or something that makes more money, something more secure.
Perfect. So really what you're looking for is some way to get more money and something that mm-hmm. provides you with a sense of security so that uh-huh. you're not thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Sue, what can we do with that? What can we do for the money? Let's get the money.
Yeah, sure. Well, Jeremiah is the angel of financial security. So that's the angel you want to talk to. And, you know, you can just do an affirmation. I am financially secure. And visualize yourself financially secure. Think of what you have in your checkbook and add 2 zeros to it. Doesn't that pick you up? That's a good visualization.
Oh, yeah, that would help.
That's a good visualization. That and you could probably add 3 zeros if you get good at it. So yeah. That's good. And I also wanted to tell you, Corey, C-O-R-Y, is the angel of career advancement. So you need mm-hmm. to talk to Corey and Jeremiah and get yourself on track. I feel a new job is in the works, but it seems like there's some things you have to clear first before you get to it, which is why I suggested the consultation.
Oh, okay. Okay. I have a coworker that I was just going to see what you say about this, but a coworker that looking to introduce me to someone. Do you see that a go or not?
I missed some words. A coworker that, say it one more time.
To introduce me to one of their friends.
Oh, we switched from business to love, right?
Yeah.
Well, the angels say go for it. Don't shut the door on it. Check it out.
Okay.
Okay, good. You know, this is your month to manifest.
Hey, can I ask you a question? So this coworker yeah. that wants to introduce you, right? Do you trust them?
You know what? I don't know her that well. I mean, we've uh-huh. been working together for about a year, but I don't really, because we work different shifts. So, but when we were talking the other day and she made the comment.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a different question then. So based on what you know about her, do you think she knows you well enough to recommend going out with somebody? And what I mean by that is, you know, there are some people that know me really, really well, right? And they look at me and they say, oh, my God, I would never I would never introduce Pat to this person, right? And so that's the question I want to ask you, because when you think about her or him saying to you, hey, I'd love to introduce you to my friend, do you feel heavy or light?
I feel light.
Beautiful.
I don't feel heavy about it.
Well, there you go. If it's light, it's right.
If it's light, it's right. Yeah.
Okay. So, look, one of the things I pulled for you before, a card I pulled for you was humor, right? Like a little humor. Mm-hmm. Like, just look at the lighter side of things, right?
Right.
Looking at the lighter side of things. And, you know, that might be something that would help you open up to that. And say, yeah, I'd love to meet this person. And don't take it so seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of think I gave that impression anyway.
Yeah, I know. You sound like totally fun.
Yeah, I can be.
There you go. Yeah.
And I can be the other one too. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It sounds like you're going to have a great time. And look, if you really want to have some fun, just wear some kind of costume or something. That would be like cool too.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Oh my God, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you, ladies, and you both have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Sue Storm and I are going to talk about, look, if we were going to dress up and do costumes on a date, what would we wear? That's going to be fun, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
I've heard enough, and I've seen enough, and I know enough to know. I know a good thing.
All right, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's great to have you. Sue Storm, the Angel Ladies here. What burning question we have, like, is about if you were going to go on this date and meet somebody you've never met before, and you were going to, like, dress up, like, in a costume, what would you wear? I mean, probably all of you are thinking, seriously, why would I go on a date, a first date, and dress up in a costume? Well, you may or may not. But if you were, who would you dress up as? What would you dress up as? What would that kind of look like? And I asked Sue, what would she wear? I'm just curious. I don't know what Benny would wear, but I'm gonna put him on a spot here in a minute too. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Find out more about Sue. You can go to theangellady.net. That's her website. She will be able to schedule you for a reading. They are much, much longer than what we do on air, on the short little mini things we do on the show. So just so you know, and I think, Benny, phone lines are clear, right?
No, ma'am. We've got one holding for you.
All right. Let's get one holding.
Susan, well, unholding. So Susan from Issaquah. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Dr. Pat. Good morning,
Sue. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Pretty awesome day.
Excellent.
I know. I'm going to be taking off for the weekend. I'm going over to Leavenworth. I'm going to cross the pass.
Oh, good for you. Well, yeah. Hopefully you'll get there before the snow. That's fun.
Yeah,
awesome.
You know. I'm envious of you. I know. So, how can we help you?
I was going to ask, too, for my son's angels and my daughter's angels. And if she has time, of course, mine. But, whatever she can give me.
Okay, I need a name, one at a time. Give me your son's name.
James.
Okay, so his archangel is Michael. And write these down because I don't get them a second time. His archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And then there's Timothy, the angel of good fortune. And Bettina, this is interesting, Bettina. Who's the angel of creativity. Oh, and again, good. For anyone listening, the three angels that you get have something to do with your life's purpose. So you can kind of figure that out. And your daughter's name?
Catherine.
Okay.
With a K.
So she has Uriel, like Dr. Pat. That's her archangel, Uriel, who's the angel of prosperity, spirituality, and enlightenment. And then she also has Evelyn, like we were talking before, is the angel of manifesting. So if you think of manifesting and prosperity, she should do really well financially. And then her, and her last angel is Rachel, the angel of inspiration.
Oh, cool.
And we do have time to do you. So what I
want
to say. What I wanted to say when you first got on is Susan is the angel of travel. And so I feel, do you like to travel?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that angel is with you all the time and has your namesake. So Susan is the angel of travel. You also have, I'm trying to think, they have to tell me. Oh, you have Peter, who's the angel of good health and energy, and then your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Michael.
Did you have a question besides that?
Yeah, you have a question.
Going back to my son, James, question is, how is his future looking bright? Is it, you know, he's at a crossroads, I feel. I was checking to see if angels had any messages for me, actually, to impart.
You know, you might want to do a session with me so we can get more into it. When you said, he said it's a real crossroads right now, but if he can lift his vibration, angels raise my vibrations an octave. You can do it for him if you'd like. You can say that for him. But he needs to lift his vibrations up so the law of attraction kicks in and better things happen. Does that help?
Okay. That certainly will help. Yes, absolutely.
And a quick a quick message for you from the angels is keep smiling. You have a beautiful smile. And don't let these things trouble you because your angels are right there with you. You've got a lot of angel power.
Oh, that's good to know. So it is. No, my son, he lost his dog. He lost his dog, so his dog passed away. So he's feeling extremely, extremely disjointed at the moment.
Oh.
So
mm-hmm.
That would probably explain why he's feeling the low vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can pick it up. I mean, you can do it for him and just get it lifted and things will turn around.
Excellent. Thank you, Sue. Sure will.
Okay, you're welcome.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, wow. What a great... Don't we have the best listeners, totally?
Don't we?
Like, on the planet?
You know, I have to say that, Dr. Pat. Every time I'm done with the show, I think, wow, what good listeners. What wonderful callers, too.
Right.
Sometimes it's brave to call in, even if it's the first time, you know, and they do, and it's wonderful.
I think it is great. In that they have just been so amazing. I mean, I'm always learning something just incredible from them every day. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Sue, back to the question. If you had a friend that said, "Oh, go on this date," What would you wear if you did dress up?
I thought Susan was going to save me from answering the question.
Yeah, I thought she was too, but yeah.
Oh, but it did. Okay. I would dress up, and this is interesting, because the first thing I thought of was wearing a tiara. And we haven't talked about how I got started on this show. We haven't talked about how I got started with the angels. But when the women that wrote the book Angel Speak came to my house to edit their second book, that they noticed a couple of tiaras in my daughter's bedroom because she had been the Empress Queen at Northwestern at one point. And so they put on tiaras, and we all put on tiaras, and we all became queens. And that was part of my angel initiation. So that's what I would do. I would dress as a queen.
Wow. Oh, that's my God. Okay,
story.
So you dress as a queen. I think I would dress as a Harley biker.
Oh, goodness. What an opposite character.
I'm missing my Harley, and I'm missing him. And I was cleaning out my closet the other day. Benny will get a kick from this. So I was cleaning out my closet the other day, and I came across my leather chaps, Benny. So there you go. I would yank those leather chaps out, and that's what I would do. That's the way I would go on my date. I did give away my super-duper Harley jacket to my friend Ronnie. And so that's okay. I would have to figure out what else to wear. But I think that I'm just feeling the Harley today. I'm feeling the Harley today, Benny. Yeah, that's it. Sue, thank you so much for today. I want to ask you, I would like to know a message from the angels for the audience in general today. And again, remind everybody how they can connect with you and how they could schedule their own session with you.
Absolutely. Okay. So the message is manifest. This is the month. This is the time. If you're, it's not only Valentine's Day, it's manifesting month. So whatever you need, whatever you want, if you want angel help, set up a Dr. Pat consultation. It's a half price. You get an hour for the price of a half hour. Call me at 800-323-1790. My website is theangellady.net. And a consultation is something that you're going to be amazed. You will leave after your first half hour with more energy, more insight, more guidance. It's worth the try. It's just amazing. So the message is manifest and manifest love. That's it. How does that go, Dr. Pat?
I think that's the way to roll right now. Thank you, Sue, so very much. And so today's card for everybody out there to kind of leave you with for the rest of the day in the spirit of what Sue has brought forth. Drum roll, please. Hold on. I'm getting it. All right. Willingness. What a great card for this February. Willingness. That's the card for today. For more information about us, go to transformationtalkradio.com. And by the way, stay tuned now for the premiere show on transformationtalkradio.com, Mike Murphy Unfiltered. He is the author of The Creation Frequency. So from all of us to all of you, lean into the love that you know is your birthright. Lean into it. And after you've leaned into it, touch another heart, touch another soul, and share that love. That's what the angels are all about. That's what we're all about. TransformationTalkRadio.com, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, theangellady.net, Mr. Benny Mathers. We'll all see you next time.
Tried to swim away.
preceding audio was via a Skype call.